I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. About 20 million people in the U.S. are living with early or late stage age-related macular degeneration. Dr. Jeffrey Blice is here to talk about this eye condition. Dr. Blice is an ophthalmologist who specializes in diseases of the retina at Storm Eye Institute at MUSC. Dr. Blice, tell us about age-related macular degeneration, or AMD.
Age-related macular degeneration is a disease that affects people over the age of 50 and affects their central retina that can damage their ability to read, drive, and perform important daily tasks that they rely on their best vision to accomplish.
Are there any early warning signs of this condition, and also how is it diagnosed?
By the time people develop symptoms associated with their macular degeneration, the disease is usually advanced. So the key point is to diagnose it before it begins to cause symptoms. And the best way to do that is through an annual eye exam with an ophthalmologist or other eye care professional comfortable in examining retinas beginning at the age of 50 or so.
What is the treatment for this eye condition?
There are two forms of macular degeneration. There's the dry form and the wet form. The dry form is a slowly progressive form. The wet form can be more quickly advancing. The treatment for the wet form is pretty well established now with anti-vascular endothelial growth factor treatment. The treatment for the dry form is predominantly related to prevention with lifestyle modifications and vitamins.
Well, tell us more about the idea of delaying progression of AMD with vitamins.
There have been large clinical trials performed by the National Eye Institute that demonstrate a specific formulation of vitamins is associated with delaying the progression of macular degeneration to its most advanced forms. This specific formulation is called the AREDS2 formulation.
And how would someone get started with this vitamin treatment if indeed they have this condition?
The vitamin treatment is effective in people who meet certain criteria and already have manifestations of macular degeneration. The best way to determine whether the vitamins are right for you is to discuss it with your eye care professional.
Tell us more about the lifestyle changes that can also delay progression of advanced AMD.
Lifestyle changes that have been shown to decrease the progression of macular degeneration include changes in diet by eating more leafy green vegetables, whole fruits, decreasing red meat intake. But the most important thing you can do is stop smoking. Smoking is probably the worst thing you can do for macular degeneration.
And Dr. Blice, what is it about smoking that actually seems to make this eye condition worse?
So smoking is responsible for the formation of free radicals in the body as well as circulating toxins, which may damage the retina and cause inflammation in the retina that can cause progression of macular degeneration. Advising people to stop smoking if they have macular degeneration is pretty clearly indicated.
Dr. Blice, thanks for this information about age-related macular degeneration.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.